KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Montezuma County Commission has delayed votes on several proposed changes to the land use code in order to hold another public hearing. Nine proposals remain after the commission last month dropped some changes directly affecting the Dolores River Valley. A proposal to reduce lot minimums from 3 acres to 1 acre drew the most attention at Tuesday's hearing. Public comment included support for the proposal's goal of leading to more affordable housing, but with concern over the county's water capacity. The next public hearing is scheduled for October 20. The state of Colorado will force many of its workers to take days off without pay because of a budget shortfall due to the pandemic. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
The furloughs will affect all government employees making more than $50,000 a year. The more money they make, the more days they have to take off. Governor Jared Polis is defending the move, saying the pay cuts are not as severe as they were in previous recessions.
We felt that, as painful as it is, a furlough is preferable to layoffs or to cutting back on necessary government services.
Polis said the furloughs, which will be capped at 4 days, will save Colorado millions of dollars, but he did not have an exact amount available at his Tuesday news conference. The governor and his staff will also be taking days off without pay. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is KSJD News.